Americans are going to win their fourth straight 4x200 and the 21st gold medal for Phelps. The Americans in 7 minutes, 0.66, win gold again.
Michael Phelps getting it done in Rio de Janeiro. Our man in Rio is Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, good to have you with us again. I mean, Michael Phelps, what a story. I mean, it's been pointed out, this guy has won more gold medals than many countries in the entire history of the modern Olympics.
You know, I hadn't looked at it in that way. That's right, he has. And the United States, here we are still just in the first week. It's Wednesday here. We have a long ways to go, and we're racking up those gold medals. The United States now has a total of 26 medals here in these first days of the Olympics in Rio. 9 gold, 8 silver, 9 bronze. China is in second place, 8, 3, and 6. Then behind them we have Russia with 3, 6, and 3. So we're leaps and bounds ahead of the competition here in Rio de Janeiro right now.
And a local girl here from Bethesda, Maryland, Katie Ledecky, won again yesterday. She's got 3 medals now, 2 gold and 1 silver, because her silver came with the women's 4x100 freestyle relay. But Katie Ledecky's now, she's 19. She's sort of on a path to have a, I'm not saying she's going to win Phelps kind of medals, but my gosh, she's really racking them up as well.
She actually could do as well as Phelps if her career is long lasting. She's leaving everybody in her wake. Last night's race was a short one, and that's not a good race for her. She does much better in the longer races, and she still won the gold yesterday in a very close finish. So, you know, everybody's talking about Katie Ledecky in terms that we heard when Michael Phelps first burst onto the scene as well. So she could mirror him for success if she has a long career. Some people say she's absolutely superhuman in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, she'll always be 24 in the next Olympics, something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. 23, 24. All right. So, listen, we got to talk about the women's gymnastic team. Oh, my gosh. Is that an impressive group of athletes?
Unbelievable. I mean, everybody expected them to dominate here in the Olympic Arena at Baja Park, and they did. It was an amazing night last night, early evening, actually, and they excelled at whatever they did, whether it was the balance beam, even their weakest event, the uneven bars, they looked wonderful. The floor routines, Simone Biles put a big exclamation point at the end of it for everyone in the arena, and they were on their feet cheering. It was deafening in there. And now the women's gymnastics team is the only team to win back-to-back golds in the Olympics. And one of the people who was on both of those teams was Gabby Douglas. She's here now, and she was there 4 years ago, and she had this to say about it. Oh, I thought we were ready to go. Here it is.
It feels amazing. And just to come out here and represent USA and just to be on another Olympic team is something so special. And for me, coming back, I was so excited to come back and really didn't focus on negative energy. I just wanted to go out here and just let my light shine.
There you go. A very humble group of women as well.
And now swimming is going to be going, just to swing back to swimming, that goes through this weekend, I think, right, until Saturday. And that means track and field is coming up next week, right? Are those how does it work, Steve? Do all the athletes come there for the opening ceremonies and they stay there this whole time? Or were there some athletes who don't compete till next week and they stayed back home and won't come in until they're closer to the competition?
That's right. Some athletes who are participating in track and field did not come down for the opening ceremonies, and that's typical here. And you also have a lot of athletes, once their competitions are done, they go right back to the United States. They don't stick around for the closing ceremonies. So there's sort of like a rotation here in Rio de Janeiro.
Well, looking just ahead, how are we expected to do when we start moving toward track and field? Because obviously we do well in swimming, we do well in gymnastics. That's the first week of the Olympics. How are we going to fare as we get into other areas?
You know, it depends on the event. The Russian team lost a lot of their track and field athletes, and that's going to help the United States team in some of the events. But, you know, there are many nations where there are incredible sprinters here coming to race, and it's going to be cool weather. You know, in the low 70s, at least it is the next couple of days. And if that holds out for next week, we could see some really fast runs if the runners aren't hot, if it's not, you know, 90 degrees with high humidity. So it should be exciting on the track and field. It's one of my favorite areas to cover here. And Usain Bolt, you know, is back here, and folks are expecting him to, you know, maybe get another gold medal in what could be his swan song here in Rio.
Yeah, I read that he said, "This is it. I won't do it again." Usain Bolt. So that's something to watch for sure. How about the loss of Serena Williams? That was really surprising. That was sort of considered a gimme gold medal for the Americans in women's tennis. I know people are still sort of adjusting to the idea of tennis as an Olympic sport, but what happened yesterday with Serena?
Yeah, she got put away by a 20th ranked opponent here, and she was clearly disappointed at the tennis center. This is the first time she's leaving the Olympics without a medal, but you know, many of the tennis players, some didn't even come down here because they're all preparing for the U.S. Open. And, you know, the Olympics is exciting, and you definitely want to do well for your country here. I don't think anybody would deny that, but you know, when you have a major world event like the U.S. Open coming up in just a couple of weeks, and, you know, it's not just a big event, but there's a huge payday if you win that. You know, that's what's on your mind right now. The Olympics, there's no points to be gained here at the Olympics for the tennis players. They're really just coming here out of patriotism and pride.
Right.
And, you know, they do want to win, but, you know, there are some major world events coming up for tennis players, and that's really their priority.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in Rio, covering the Olympics. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.